This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Joining us now in the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline, he covers the Cavaliers and the NBA for Sports Illustrated, SI.com. He's our buddy. He is Sam Amico. Hello, Sammy.
Gentlemen, how are you?
Hi, Sam.
We're just great. Thank you for your time today, sir.
Absolutely. Glad to be here. It's a lot better than being outside right now.
That's very true. So the Cavaliers play a game the other day, and they get the win in a game where it's like, well, this is what this is supposed to look like, huh? And unfortunately, that's happened few and far between. But with Andre Drummond on the floor, it was a different look and a lot of guys contributing and a lot of guys doing different things. Tell me that's going to be the norm. Go ahead, lie to me. Tell me that's going to be the norm moving forward.
Well, it would have been nice. I will say this. It would have been nice if they didn't have to play the Los Angeles Clippers, an angry Clippers team, their first game after the trade for Drummond. It would have been a lot nicer if they had played the Atlanta Hawks the first game after the Andre Drummond trade. So I think that, you know, the opponent had something to do with that, but I also think that the good news for the Cavs, when you play a team like the Hawks, is that's really your measure.
Sammy, speak right into your mouthpiece.
That's really your measuring stick when you're playing a team like the Hawks.
Sam Amico has run to the store, picked up a new phone, and he's back with us. Hello, Sam.
I am back and ready for your questions. I missed you there for a second.
That's quite all right. We saw a glimpse with the Hawks against the Hawks of what this thing could be. What do you expect moving forward with this team? And I just don't mean the final 28 games. I mean next year. I mean, because there are all the Kevin Love trade rumors. He didn't play against the Hawks. Tristan Thompson's contract is up. Those are the two key guys involved here. What do you expect to have happen?
Well, yeah, the first thing is, you know, you've got to figure out what to do about Tristan, okay? Because that's going to be the player who has the expiring contract. You could potentially get a sign and trade for him. You know, in talking to other general managers around the league the last few days, the bad news is people don't think they're going to get a very good offer for him in a sign and trade. You know, one general manager tell me, well, if they didn't get anything for Tristan at the trade deadline, what makes you think they're going to get something for him in July? So they have to put their focus right now, it seems like, on Andre Drummond. And maybe this is something that would make Kevin Love and the Cavs come back together, so to speak, and him want to stay and kind of revitalize him a little bit. That's the hope, anyway. And if not, you know, you've got to be able to turn him, Kevin Love, into some assets over the summer. And by that, you know, young player, draft pick, those are the things you're hoping for. But right now their focus needs to be on the two young guards, three really if you include Kevin Porter and Drummond. You know, those are the guys that you're thinking are going to be the guts of your team, so to speak. And then you build around them because, you know, there are a lot of question marks outside of those three, or four really, with Kevin Porter Jr. So that's where you're trying to place your focus.
Well, obviously you're talking about players and who's going to be here, who's not going to be here. A lot of that depends on who the coach is. Do you help me out on reading John Beilein here? There are sometimes I look at him and listen to him, and I see he's being a good soldier here and, you know, playing through this year, and then we'll evaluate. Other times he seems really excited about being here, and I'm not sure which overtakes the other.
There are a lot of theories and philosophies on John Beilein. First of all, I don't know how he does it at 67 years old. I just don't know how he does it. It massive rebuilding project. It's hard to really see for sure what the concrete plan is beyond getting young players and hoping you hit on some. And, you know, I don't think you can analyze the coach accurately with this roster. I just don't think it's fair. I don't think that the roster is clunky. It's got a weird mix of really young guys and young guards, which you never win with in the NBA. You never win with young guards. And his job is to develop those guys. But then they also have the veterans in Love and you know, Thompson, that you don't know how good of a fit they are anymore. And he's just got a huge challenge in front of him. Now, we've seen the guy can coach. You can't come, you know, you can't say the guy can't coach. We've seen it. We saw him at Michigan. We saw him at West Virginia. He's a very good teacher. Do you hire teachers to lead in the NBA? That is the question, you know, and I think that's been the adjustment for him. But, you know, look, to me, it's like the coach is not the problem. They've got a lot of other issues, but the coach is not one.
What do you think of Andre Drummond here long term? You know, we heard a lot of things out of Detroit when he was traded here that, well, just wait, you'll see that lack of effort and blah, blah, blah. And I've not seen it in two games. That's obviously a short sample size. But I didn't see it when he played in Detroit either. And I didn't watch every Detroit Pistons game. But I just thought, man, how do you go wrong here unless the guy signs a long-term deal and then decides he wants to phone it in? And I don't think that's in his character if you look at what he's done throughout his career. Well, what are your thoughts?
It is. He's a very interesting. I like it because you didn't really sacrifice anything in terms of, you know, John Henson and Brandon Knight, two very good people who play hard, don't get me wrong, but their contracts were expiring and you were going to them anyway. And you were just fine with them with losing them. So you got Andre Drummond for basically nothing. You got the league's leading rebounder for basically nothing. Right? And he's a guy who can put up 20, 25 points. He plays hard. He is a big body in front of the rim. When is the last time the Cavs had a guy who could protect the rim like Andre Drummond? Is he a great on-ball defender? No. But he can, obviously, is a great help-side defender. So, you know, and you really gave away nothing. It's a great experiment, and I think that they would like him. He's only 26 years old. I think they would like him to be the guy moving forward, the center moving forward. And, you know, in a league that doesn't really value that position anymore, I shouldn't say doesn't value it, but doesn't value the that kind of player who's kind of glued to the low blocks, maybe the Caps can say, you know what, we're going to find a way to use him and play this bigger, old-school style of basketball. You know, it doesn't. Not everyone has to constantly keep and you can alter the way the games play with a true big man, just like an old man. I just think it was a great trade because, again, they gave up so little to get a guy who is a difference maker.
Sammy, thank you very much, bud. Enjoy the All-Star break.
Thanks, Sam.
Thanks for having me. Talk to you soon.
All right, Sam Amico and his bad phone joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.